0472. This event is open to all young people in Lusaka. Mambela ba Lusaka, don't miss out on this great opportunity. Your voices matter. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours main news. We take a look at the stories making headlines. Ministry of Health confirms detection of poliovirus type 2 in environmental samples in Lusaka, activates emergency response. Governance activists warns proposed CCTV bill threatens citizens' privacy. And US President Donald Trump has imposed new 10% global tariffs.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the news in detail, my name is Michael Chilwam. The Ministry of Health has confirmed the detection of poliovirus type 2 in environmental samples collected in Lusaka, prompting the activation of emergency response measures amid growing regional transmission concerns. Speaking during a press briefing this morning, Acting Minister of Health Cornelius Mwetwa says the virus was identified through routine environmental and clinical surveillance systems conducted in collaboration with local and international health partners. He explained that the detection was confirmed through laboratory analysis following ongoing surveillance activities. Mr. Mwetwa further says that the Ministry of Health, working closely with partners under the Global Polio Eradication Initiative, has since activated emergency response mechanisms. He says government has also intensified surveillance and investigations to identify any cases of acute flaccid paralysis, commonly known as AFP. Mr. Mwetwa says, additionally, government has enhanced risk communication and community engagement efforts to sensitize members of the public on the importance of polio vaccination. However, the acting minister has assured the nation that there are currently no confirmed cases of paralysis linked to the detected virus.
A public health emergency of international concern currently implies potential risks of spread, jeopardizing the health of many children and reversing the gain that the country and Africa as a continent as a whole has been making in eliminating polio. I wish to assure the public that at present there have been no confirmed cases of paralysis associated with the detection. However, the presence of polio in the environment is an indication that the virus is circulating within our community.
Police in Lusaka have apprehended a suspected repeat offender who had been on the wanted list for multiple criminal offences, including burglary, theft and assault, occasioning actual bodily harm. The suspect, identified as Prince Kaumba, popularly known as Junior, was arrested on December 20th, 2026, around 16 hours in Garden Compound, following a tip-off from members of the public. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said in a statement obtained by Millennium Radio that the suspect, an ex-convict, had been linked to several criminal activities in the area. He explained that several residents of Garden Compound and neighboring communities had previously lodged complaints against the suspect in connection with earlier offences. Mr. Chilavi said the arrest was made possible through cooperation between law enforcement officers and members of the public, whose information led to the suspect's capture. The police spokesperson further disclosed that the suspect is currently in custody and is expected to face formal charges once investigations are concluded. Meanwhile, the Zambia Police Service has appealed to members of the public who may have been victims of the suspect to come forward to assist with ongoing investigations.
Police in Lusaka have successfully apprehended a male suspect who was on the wanted list for multiple criminal offences, including burglary, housebreaking, theft, and assault occasioning actual body harm. The suspect, identified as Prince Kaumba, commonly known as Junior, an ex-convict, was apprehended on February 20, 2026, around 16 hours in Garden House compound Lusaka, following a tip-off from members of the public. Several residents of Garden Compound and neighboring communities had previously lodged complaints against the suspect in relation to prior offences. The suspect is currently in police custody pending formal charges.
Governance activist Abraham Ndonga has expressed reservations about the proposed closed circuit television CCTV bill, describing it as draconian and a direct threat to citizens' right to privacy. President Hage Ndayishimiye deferred the assenting of the CCTV into law and has referred it back to more stakeholders, has referred it back for more stakeholder consultations. Mr. Ndonga argues that while public safety is important, the bill as proposed gives excessive surveillance powers to the state without sufficient safeguards to private abuse. He warns that unchecked monitoring could be used to track political opponents, journalists and ordinary citizens, thereby undermining democratic freedoms. He says that the absence of clear oversight mechanisms, judicial authorization and strict data protection measures raises serious constitutional concerns. Mr. Ndonga says any law that allows continuous surveillance must be narrowly defined, transparent and subject to independent regulation to ensure it is not weaponized against the public. Advocates for Democratic Governance Executive Director Gideon Musonda has called on government to back its commitment to democratic freedoms with practical legal reforms, including repealing the Public Order Act to guarantee free and fair elections. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Musonda says meaningful electoral reforms must go beyond statements and be reflected in the country's laws. He further argued that repealing or significantly amending the Public Order Act would demonstrate government's commitment to ensuring political players freely assemble and campaign without undue restrictions.
Yeah, and the other thing that also impressed us is on the, you know, commitment, you know, by the president that the 2026 general elections, yeah, will be free and fair. I think that was one of the main expectations that we had as adding. So the commitment, like I say, in similar sense, you know, it should be backed with the, you know, matching, you know, match with practical measures. Yeah, that will ensure that the free and fair elections is attained.
And now, business news. Business news.
In our business story this evening, the Southern Africa brand Quality Awards has been officially launched in Lusaka, with nominations opened ahead of its inaugural ceremony scheduled for July 10th this year. Speaking at the launch, Country Director and Chief Executive Officer Ambassador Patrick Nsumbuga described the initiative as a transformative platform aimed at redefining business excellence across the region. Mr. Nsumbuga said the awards will recognize companies and individuals who demonstrate exceptional commitment to quality, innovation, and customer satisfaction. He says at the core of the initiative is the Quality Seal of Excellence, a certification awarded to brands that meet international quality benchmarks and IOS standards. Mr. Nsumbuga also announced the creation of an investors hub to connect certified businesses with financial institutions and venture capital firms. Nominations are now open to businesses across the sector. We take a break. We do have more news after that. Stay tuned.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of certified customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or